Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Trash can. Carl. Fish perfume. Finger football.
Nueve!
Oh no, we're back with the Rosetta Stone?
Yeah. No!
Whoa.
Duolingo.
Oh, that's where you went?
No advertisement.
Right. Fair. Yeah. We are sponsored by Rosetta Stone. That's our first, like, big major sponsor. They're like, we gotta teach these dudes how to talk. And we take English courses.
Yeah, so we're not taking even other languages. We're just trying to get gooder at English.
At the one that we were born with.
Yeah.
So episode 9, Brian, it is good to see you.
Yeah, you too. I was just in Oregon.
I know. What were you doing
for a
over
week?
There? Running you from know? Waves?
Yeah, I actually surfed. For the
what?
First time, I got... So my friend rented a board.
Uh-huh.
I went out, I caught a wave, and actually stood up and surfed for probably 50 feet.
Yeah.
I was up... going.
You were radical.
I was hanging 10.
Right, you were in the barrel.
I was hanging dong, too.
Why? That'd be so
yeah,
weird.
Yeah, short shorts and there.
Look, kids, daddy's goddamn it, Brian!
Yeah, no, just flip. The water was really cold.
Reminds me of one of my favorite videos of all time. The interview with that surfer dude.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Pow! Yeah. Get pitted.
Pitted, bro.
I'll have to look that up again. It's been a long time.
Yeah.
Okay, great. Thank you to everybody who has all the positive feedback about the last episode. It felt really good to be in here. We are happy to be in here, and we're happy to just look to the future and make you guys laugh as we do this dumb show.
And thank you. All the condolences.
Yeah.
It's been, part of this trip, it was already scheduled, but then when my dad died, it's kind of like, I don't feel like doing anything. But then our friends were going, and we're like, let's just stay with it. So it was a nice week of distractions.
It's better. Yeah, good job.
Then we got home, and I was like,
right.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that happened.
Oh, man.
As soon as we got home.
You 100% forgot.
Yeah, for a while. I mean, for the most
who?
Part of like, it, yeah, it was kind of like that. And then I got home, and I saw my dad's truck parked in the driveway.
Oh,
I was like,
boy. There it is.
And we're back to it.
And welcome home.
And so there was a couple of comments. There was a post in the group today about she was a funeral. She
oh,
works
yeah,
for
I
a funeral.
One,
and
yeah.
She explained, I don't know if you're in the group, she put a whole comment in there explaining why they use the van.
Mm-hmm.
So that was good to know.
Yeah, the minivan. What? It's a caravan?
Dodge Caravan.
Is that what it was? Yeah, it's because it's less creepy than the windowless one.
Yeah.
And they're nice and they look nice and there's a lot of space in there.
Yeah.
So that I guess that's it. And a ton of people sent in, whether it was to the social pages, which you can follow. Just look up Can You Don't Podcast on Instagram or Facebook, or it was to my personal Instagram account. But people shared a ton. They're like, I know, it's crazy. Anyway, like this terrible thing happened and a minivan came and picked him up.
Mm-hmm.
So we just didn't know. And now we know. Now everybody knows. Every minivan you see assumes there's a dead body in it. That's what I'm learning from this.
That's what he said. If you see a black with no plates or an old guy driving, he's probably picking up bodies. Some guy commented, he said, he said his dad was bitten by a rattlesnake and then the rattlesnake died. Like, that's how awesome he was. And he got picked up in a minivan.
God, unbelievable.
So even something that awesome. So anyway.
My dad got bit by a rattlesnake and that's the only reason that I was born. That may be a story for a different
time.
Was
your mom sucking out the poison?
No, but he was so drunk, it saved his life.
Oh, wow.
Because they were too far away. They were pretty far away, just like outside of Salmon, Idaho, tiny little town. Bunch of rattlers out there. And he's fucking around and got bit, and he would have died if he was not fucking blasted.
How does that work?
So it thins your blood. Your alcohol thins your blood. And then people are going to kill me. Venom or poison. I always get it wrong. Makes blood clots. So his blood was so thin, it saved his life.
That's awesome.
And I wasn't born yet, so I wasn't even in a stomach. I was just in a nutsack. And so I wouldn't have been here.
You would never be in his stomach.
What?
Could be in your mom's. Could have been in your mom's stomach.
That's what I was saying.
Oh,
I would have bypassed. I was already in a pregnant state.
All right, let's move past.
Your anatomy is incredible. If you want to join our Patreon account, if you're watching this on YouTube, if the video fucking worked this week, again, sorry about that. Just the universe.
It's just another thing that's going against us.
We stopped, and something that had never happened, where the recording and the backup recording both did not work for the video version. So fuck yeah. If you can head over to our Patreon account, you'll find a link in the episode description. We would love whatever tier of silly goose you can join up for. Thank you to everybody that is supporting us on there. It's going to allow us to continue to do the show. If you want to send in content that includes petty beef and everything else, hey guys, at canyoudontpodcast.com.
And we are, now that I'm back from doing all my shit, I think we're back now.
Yeah.
So we're going to be able to, especially once the kids are back in school, we're going to be able to get together quite a bit and make some, we'll get a lot more Patreon content. So people that are in there, thanks for sticking around. We got some good stuff coming.
Yep.
We've just been obviously dealing with a lot.
Yeah.
And we're going to get some stuff in there for you.
Absolutely.
We're going to jam it in there.
Yee-hoo!
Whether you like it or not.
Before we shut up and start the show, we do have to say thanks for a couple of gifts.
Okay.
And I want to also say sorry, because somewhere between my apartment and the studio, I lost who sent you your gift. And it was just to make you look bad.
Are you going to, walk back to your apartment and
just
find it.
Just flipping over every piece of paper?
Yeah.
Nope. Cigarette carton, receipt.
Ooh,
receipt.
Naked pic.
Free ice cream cone for you. So this was sent in by Bradley. Thanks, son. Says, don't forget the fries. And it's two giant ketchup bath bombs.
Is that real ketchup?
Tubbo ketchup. I'm guessing not. That'd be fucking, but it might taste like it. Dip yourself like you do everything else.
So maybe it thickens up like a ketchup.
Oh, that'd be the worst. Well,
we talked about dipping your fries in the ketchup tub, right?
Yeah. So he gets it.
Okay.
And then this was sent to you.
Okay. What is this?
Whoever sent this in, I'm sorry. I apologize. But it's a book of nothing.
Book of nothing. Oh, yeah. It says
nothing. The word nothing for how many pages?
Let's see. We had the same question.
Mm-hmm.
There's no pages.
Good.
There's no page numbers.
There shouldn't be. It's a book of nothing.
That's even more amazing. It doesn't even. Am I gonna have to count these pages individually?
Yeah, get back to us.
Okay, you do the show. I'm just gonna count
one, two,
out loud, three. Fuck while you're talking the whole time.
Oh, but you could get a whole bookshelf of that, and that'd be probably pretty funny for people to come over.
The book says this book is literally full of nothing, but the possibilities are endless. Look smart on the bus without actually having to read anything, like some sort of nerd. Haul it out, store some cool ass shit, roll a very smoky joint, disappear your parents, buy 50 of them to fill your bookshelf with nothing. Possibilities are endless. Good luck and enjoy nothing.
All right. Well, thank you. Yeah,
that's fantastic.
Whoever sent that in, I'm
thanks
sorry.
Thanks for nothing.
Yeah, you're welcome. You get it. anybody else who wants to send in stuff, you can find our P.O. box. It's listed in the episode description.
Maybe I should just act like I'm reading during this show.
You could.
Nerd.
Dork. All right, we're going to move on. You ready?
Yep.
Okay.
Get rid of that. Thank you, whoever sent that. Whoever sent it in, and we'll shout you. We'll try to remember next time. Because Joe is a fucking idiot.
I put the piece of paper in the book. And then it disappeared. I don't know where it went. Someone's playing a practical joke on me. I guarantee it.
Maybe it was Ezra.
Slipped it right in the front cover. Got here, not there.
So you should have put it in the middle. That way the weight holds it in. Because probably the first page flipped open.
And then
it went. Yeah.
What was it?
Like, somebody doesn't get physics.
I wasn't holding it out the window. Like, I was just sitting in a fucking bag. Where'd it go?
Out the window.
Fuck. All right. Let's go. You ready?
Yep.
All right. Roll it.
Hey, shut up. Start the show already.
All right. Well, we've got a
So, by the way, I've decided to just never wear underwear ever again. We went camping, went to the coast, and I haven't worn underwear for any of those things. So, in the summertime, I'm going zero underwear.
I noticed it smelled different in the studio.
Yeah, a little clammy.
I don't know. Whatever that smell is. Whatever ball is. Terrible, isn't that? I don't know. I don't spend enough time around sweaty balls, apparently. So this was sent in by our perv kid, Ryan. Says, would you rather have to jerk off to finish before you eat anything at all? Mm. Or no matter what you drink, it always has alcohol in it.
Good. Oh, gracious. This might be the hardest question I've
ever
had to answer
in my entire life.
It's pretty rough.
Jerking off is amazing.
Mm, yeah, it can be. Sometimes it's just, you don't know why you're doing it. You're like, why am I here?
You ever?
Yeah, whatever you're about to say, yeah, I've been
you
there.
You ever just be like, it's like 3 o'clock in the afternoon, you're like, oh, I haven't done that yet.
Yeah. You're like, it's something that if you don't do, you're going to explode.
Yeah. But it's, you kind of, but sometimes, like, you're just like, oh, yeah, I haven't done that yet. And sometimes you're like, have I done that
better,
yet?
I'm trying better to remember
if
better
I check. Have.
Breakfast. No, I guess I haven't.
I don't know, though. So it is amazing.
Mm.
But if you did every time you, is that like every time you were going to have a snack?
Eat
like,
anything at all.
You just go grab a Snickers out of the cabinet and you're like,
this could be the next fad diet. This would be a great one. You would cut back on all your little, like just a little quick grab of chips.
Well, you might burn it off. Because after a while, it's going to take a while. It's going to be a chore to do it. So you're going to be sweating and so you might be burning calories.
Right. But I'm saying my perspective, I would just stop eating very often. I'd have like my main meals and that is it. And I can handle that and I can move forward. But yeah, all your snacks and stuff, that's it. That's out of the question.
I mean, I don't snack very often during the day, and I usually eat like 2 meals, so that wouldn't be so... I mean, that'd be pretty close to a regular schedule.
And before we dive in a little bit more on the jerk-off to finish, talking about like whatever you drink always has alcohol in it all the time. At first, I was like, I mean, if your tolerance is up, that's not like that bad. But man, every single thing is always making you a little bit drunk.
Water. You're just thirsty. You need a drink of water.
Has alcohol in it. And I think we have to establish how much alcohol does it have in it. Because it doesn't say that. It could be a 2 point something. And that would be, you'd be like, all right, whatever. I don't care. You won't even feel that at some point.
I think it's got to be like around the average. Like maybe like
a 5 or 6.
Maybe like eight? a Coors Light.
Okay. I think that's like
something like 5. A watered down beer.
Yeah.
Something like that. Because I'm a chugger when I drink, especially with meals.
If tea,
I
have like coffee, like everything.
Yeah.
Wake up in, and
wake
maybe
up in the morning.
Somebody out there is hearing this right now, and they're like, I literally have alcohol. That's all I have.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I had a friend in college that, what's it called? An Irish coffee? Is that what it's called?
I don't know.
You pour whiskey in your coffee? Not for me, but every morning he'd have his coffee and then pour like a shot or so of whiskey into it. And that was just how he did his life. I don't know where he's at these days. Hope you're doing great, Jordan.
Living under a bridge somewhere.
Lost track of them. It all started with that Irish coffee.
Irish, I wouldn't have done that.
I'm not sure about this. When you have to drive, like, I'm a huge, in my thing about this, if you're wondering, like, I don't drink much water anyway. I have to drink so much water or I get migraines. Mm-hmm. Like, and a comical amount of water goes in my body throughout the day. Like a gallon, if not more, I have to, or I'm going to get a terrible headache. It will turn into a migraine, which will then ruin the next 2 to 3 days. So I am constantly drinking water. For me, being hammered drunk and being around my kids and trying to take them to do stuff, there'd be a lot of implications to being really drunk all the time. Just not for me. And I'm glad that it's not, because that would be terrible. I don't know. I guess there has to be some clarity at some point in the day. Right.
I don't know how you are with alcohol, but I like to sip alcohol, but I like to when I have a meal. Let's say I'm eating pizza,
mm-hmm.
and I have a pop. I chug it because I like that burn, the carbonation burn. So okay. I'm like, and if there's alcohol in there, it's gonna be so unsatisfying because it's like take a bite of pizza, take a drink. I might go through 2 or 3 cans.
Do you taste the alcohol at all, or is it just in it? Like it's hidden inside of it the entire time.
Oof. Yeah.
I don't know. Either way.
Yeah, I think you do, because if you're having like a whiskey and Coke or something.
You have to taste it?
You taste it.
Okay, fine. So back to jerking off to finish before you eat anything, which is I'm leaning towards the alcohol because this just seems like a nightmare. Let's say because it's something that a lot of men deal with, and that's erectile dysfunction. What if you got that? You're going to starve to death. Like, you're like, I don't know. Like, I just want a hot dog. But my hot dog is sad.
Or you could have a smoothie. That's drinking.
Well, that's out. Then there's going to be alcohol in it. And you have to jerk off. You're going to get hammered drunk and be jerking off the whole time.
You can't even masturbate because you're so hammered.
That's a bummer. No, but I just... And then what if everyone in your family had to do it? The idea of a Thanksgiving where everybody had to masturbate to finish.
Everyone's taking a turn in the bathroom.
Oh, man.
You're all sitting around the table and they know...
Mine just went around the table. I don't have to... I mean... It's a family thing, family affair.
You know, okay, well, see, that actually be funny. Like, two different scenarios where your whole family is sitting around the table, and if everyone's doing it, it's like everyone's eating, like no one's paying attention.
Well, they have to finish before one bite of mashed potatoes go in their mouth, or I'm leaving.
And so you're finished, and now you're just sitting there, you're waiting for Grandpa.
Come on!
Grandpa's over there trying
to... God damn it! Do we have to invite Grandpa every single
time?
We're never going to eat. And that Grandpa, get here 4 hours early.
That creepy uncle's just staring at you while he's doing it.
I hate it.
You're looking at your plate and he's just going... Mm-hmm.
Trying to go out to eat would be a litigation nightmare.
Yeah.
With that situation. I don't know. I don't know where I'm leaning. I think I'm just going to get drunk because I cannot imagine every single bite having to punch one. And I don't know...
I don't think it'd be every single bite, right?
I mean, every time you try to go eat, like a snack or a meal, that counts as like a new day, a new session for you.
It'd be funny if people knew that about you and you went to a restaurant and they're like, will you order me a Reuben? Because they know you have to go rub one out in the bathroom.
They have a special Brian privacy curtain.
Yeah.
Like
he's going to one of the stalls.
Yeah, just, sure.
There's a guy shitting next to you just reeks.
And you're trying
to do that and you're hungry.
Oh. You're hungry?
Yeah, you're hungry. The thing is, like, it would get to the, like, right now when you masturbate, it's just like you're looking forward to it. Then you'd just be like, it's just something you're trying to get done just so you can go eat because you're hungry.
Have some goldfish or an ice cream cone.
I think I would rather do that though, just because there's a pleasure involved, and I would just limit myself to one or two meals a day, like you're saying. Like, it'd be easier for me to eliminate snacks because I think I could do that. So 1 to 2 times a day, masturbate and get it done with, because that's not far off from what's already happening. Versus, I drink a lot of water too, especially in the summer. Our house doesn't have AC. I'm drinking water all day long. So if I'm just hammered all day long every day.
Hold on. I didn't think about this. No, it's not. Never mind. I was going to say the bonus side is everything's alcohol. So if you just go swimming and just open your mouth in the lake, drinking. And you can get drunk.
Yeah.
Well, good
but
for you.
But you can't go anywhere. You have to have someone drive you all the time. Well, no, but like you can't just get in your car and drive.
Yeah.
Because you're still drunk. You can't do anything.
I'm going to have to take a closer look at like how much goes in my body compared water to 5% alcohol and just see how drunk I would be. And off the quick math, because I'm a fucking math genius, I am going with the alcohol drink stuff and not jerking off for food.
I'm doing the jerking off.
We should try this. We should put this to the test.
Okay.
Because this is one that we can actually do.
But
I like the idea.
I like this.
Where you can't eat unless you jerk off before you do it.
Okay.
And everything I do, like everything, the water, liquid that goes into my body has to have alcohol in it.
What if we do the week?
I have my kids. Like, I got to drive them to camp.
I can't be jerking off in front of my kids. Would you rather be drunk in front of your kids or masturbating in front of your kids?
Well, I got to operate a vehicle. Like, if I get a bad headache, I'm blaming you, man.
What if I'm driving and Amber, my wife, pulls out some licorice? Do you want some?
Fucking hoagie.
Yeah, and I got to freaking rub one out while we're driving the kids in the back seat.
She's like, I can help. No, you can't. Yeah,
no, you can't.
The rules are me.
The rules clearly state
jerk off for a hoagie.
Not jerk me out, jerk off.
Jerk off, just me. We'll talk about it off camera. I don't know if I can. Maybe on a week I don't have my kids. It just seems reckless. But maybe, I don't know. We'll put it on Patreon.
I was going to say, you know what would be fun is to do it on Patreon or something like that and then have like live updates. Mm-hmm. Like we'll shoot videos of ourselves like still haven't. Or, so you know, like, you're hammered.
The next thing is, like, you are just so brittle.
Yeah.
I can't come. You don't even have the news, like the energy to come, and it's just a self-feeding nightmare. Like, I wish I could. This sad worm, and you're like, I'm so hungry. And I'm behind you like, fucking pussy. He's hammered drunk, eating a spaghetti.
Maybe we should do it. We should also put it out to the kids.
See if our kids want to jerk off.
And see if they, you play the honest, you know, the whatever that...
Honestly rules.
Yeah, and it's like, let's see. It's kind of like that Seinfeld contest, but a little different.
Okay. If you guys want to put yourself through that, it's like No Nut November, but like food. How long do you have to do it? 1 week?
I think in between episodes. Maybe we'll talk about it off camera.
Okay. Sorry. Siri wants to get in on it, too. She was like, sorry, jerk off where?
I'll have a cow with that.
Right. Jerk off where for food? Siri, not now. God damn it. Okay. Are you ready to move on?
Yeah.
All right. Then let's do that.
Hey,
what's up, babe?
What are you thinking about?
You know, nothing. Actually, you know what? I'm thinking about a lot of shit.
What are you thinking about?
All right. So I am once again sharing what's on my mind this week. And it's a puzzle. It's a puzzling tale because it's a cat story.
Oh, yeah.
I got lucky with that pun, but I'm going to pretend like I came up with it. Anyway.
You're going to tell that right, meow?
So.
Perfect.
We got two dogs and we got two cats. They live in this house. And the cats are outdoor cats for the most part, but we allow them to come in and out. But if they want to be outside, they are 100% outside. They have a place to sleep in the garage, and that's where they go. They'll run around. They can sprint around the neighborhood and fuck off and then come home. And every single morning, you open the back door and there they are. They're ready to come back inside and eat their food.
They're out on a bender.
Yeah, just like cats do. If you have cats, you know how it goes. And they will disappear for large chunks of time. However, Carl, we have Carl and Chloe, which originally it was Carl and Kevin. We found out one was a girl. So now we have Carl and Chloe. Combat Carl comes back he's never been gone for longer than 24 hours ever. So I had the kids at my apartment during this stretch. This was last week at some point. I forget what day. But a couple days had passed and then Erin texted me and she goes, hey, I'm just giving you a heads up. I haven't seen Carl for 3 days. I'm like, fuck.
The worst. You're thinking the worst.
Yeah. I mean, I'm like, I don't know. Maybe he ran someone over with the car. Like, you know, so, you know, it's not looking good because he always comes back. Or like, he's in jail.
Yeah, he was drunk.
Well, he's kind of in jail. So he disappeared for 3 days. And of course, it's Ezra's cat. Like, that's the one that he picked out. So he loves Carl. And we were just like, if something bad had happened, how do we tell Ezra? And that crushes his little heart. I mean, you just pick out another cat and move on because that's, you know, what you got to do. But we couldn't find him and Erin was looking around and she went on this Coeur d'Alene Lost Pets Facebook page and scrolled down quite a bit and then saw a picture of Carl in a cage. And was like, what the fuck? Like what? Like, I mean, a lot of cats look alike. We were like, that looks like Carl. And he was so scared. He was so sad and so scared in this fucking cage. So come to find out, we go back up and we look at who posted it. And I will say before I get into the story, outside of this, the neighbors have been great.
This you know one, what's going
this
now.
One's a little weird to just be able to be like, wow. I mean, I get it, and I kind of do, but not really. So I'm just happy I don't live here anymore because I don't have to deal with this situation. That's all. What if that you found out that I blew up my entire life and it's just because I didn't like the neighbors? Mm-hmm. that was it.
Like, and then what? You stole the cat.
I stole the cat. And I just got the fuck out of here. No, that's not true. They were fine. They were nice enough. They were fine neighbors. So anyway, the poster was the neighbor that lives by our house. And they have our cats in their fucking yard all the time. Ever since they moved there, we've had the cats. The cats go in their house. Their kids play with the cats. They're basically their fucking cats, right? They know who our cats are. So here's what happened in the post. It explains that a cat had killed one of their chickens. They've got chickens in the backyard. So they set up a trap to catch whatever was killing their chickens. And on this particular, I think it was day or night, they caught fucking Carl. Now, here's where shit gets a little dicey. On the post, it says that they went around and asked everybody if it was their cat. No, they didn't. And they, there's no way they didn't know it was our cat. There's no way. Like, you know it's our cat.
Nor did they even ask you if it was your cat,
right?
They're
like, no, but your cat's really nice, and it has a collar. I'm like, that chick hasn't fucking collar in 6 months. Like, Carl's collar got lost on a tree branch fucking 6 months ago. We don't even know where that thing is. And you guys have 100% seen him before that happened. You did not check with anybody in the neighborhood, and you definitely didn't come to our house where you knew it was our cat and give us our fucking cat back. So they kept this cat in a cage for a day. And then made the post, and then relocated this cat to like a foster family that was like on the other side of a neighboring city here in Coeur d'Alene. So now this thing, our cat, it's a member of the family. And this fucking thing is now, no, it's, you know, 35, 40 minutes away when it could be 30 seconds away, mm-hmm. Or 0 seconds, could just be back in our house. So after this conversation happened, Aaron reached out and talked to him about it. And they said that they caught on video a yellow cat killing the chicken and then caught our cat and then just shipped our cat away. Like, we didn't know it was your cat. Like, we got it chipped, tracked, and he is chipped. So we were like, man, I don't know about that. I don't think you guys did that. And maybe they did. And the person that was reading the chips, or the chip was broken. I've never heard of that happening, but maybe it was.
That's convenient for this case.
Right. So it kind of looks like the cat killed your chicken, and you tried to just get our fucking cat the far away from your chickens as you possibly could without worrying about how it would impact our kids and our family.
Wait, so did Carl kill the chicken?
No, they have no video. Okay. Carl would fuck around with the chickens. He would run around the chicken coop and look, you know, and chase them on the outside, as cats do when you have chickens in the city. I understand that the cat does not have just free rein to go jump in someone's backyard and fuck with their chickens. But overwhelmingly, the comments on that post had to be shut down because everyone was like, well, then fucking protect your chickens better. She's like, that's not why I did this post. Like, mm-hmm. I'm not listening to this. I'm not doing it. They're like, well, I don't care if you want to listen to it or not. That's what you got to do. Mm-hmm. Because if it's not their cat, it's going to be a raccoon. Like, it's about, you got to do something better to protect your chickens. So then comments got shut down on that post because he was not having that. I don't know if Aaron has talked to him since. We found out it was Carl. We drove to where the foster home was, picked up Carl. It was Carl. And that was cute because Ezra walked up and he immediately started. And she goes, oh, well, it's yours. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And just, you know, it was endlessly in the car. And he's not very talkative. Chloe is the one that does the like that cat. It's funny.
Why couldn't they ship that one away?
And Carl does nothing. He hardly ever talks, and the whole way home just
oh wow.
Yeah, so he
was missing it.
He did not like that. But he's got another Carl now, or caller for Carl.
Carler.
And it has information on it, so that's not an excuse this time. I don't know if anyone else has had something similar like this. I've never heard of this happening. It made us pretty mad to have that go down. And we're not, I mean, it's not like it's a feud. I mean, we get it. The cat killed your chicken, but I hope it fucking kills all of them.
You know what I mean? You got a Hatfield and McCoy's thing going on here now.
Right, over chickens?
Like, you're going to go rip a chicken's head off, yeah. And then they're going to have to retaliate.
And if you've been listening to anything I've said over the years, I mean, you know chickens. I have bad luck with chickens. And by bad luck, I mean we didn't protect them the way we should have, and they all got slaughtered by a raccoon. What we didn't do was put out a trap, catch the cat, and then ship it across the fucking mm-hmm. county lines. We didn't do that. We realized that was on us for not protecting our chickens.
It's so funny that they acted like they did everything they could.
And they didn't.
And they did.
Because they knew that you were going to be really mad, too.
I think that they had to have known you were going to find the post.
I don't.
Because you were looking for your cat, and they were going to have to explain themselves.
It was a ways down.
We walked along all of the neighborhood and just worked tirelessly to find the owners.
And they said that they were 100% certain it wasn't ours because it was like, our cat is such a nice cat. It's like,
there's no way he would have done this.
So what?
They're always like, hey, Carl, what cats good are to all see about? You.
Do you know how fucking crazy cats are? Oh, my cat would never jump up on the piano and push my porcelain bowl off of it on the floor.
And look at you while you're doing it.
Right. And then pee on it. It's like, my cat would never.
And then trot off like it.
Right.
Cats are stealthy, and they're very deliberate.
Yes, they are.
They know what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Dogs, they come, oh, oops, I knocked something off. Cats are like, yeah, oops.
Of course, I knocked something off.
Yeah.
It's a different tone with a kitty cat.
Yep.
So anyway, we got Carl back. Everybody's happy. Ezra's happy.
Where is he? I didn't see him when I got here.
That's probably out killing chickens.
He's out murdering chickens.
He's in a cage right now in the neighbor's yard.
Should probably go check after this.
I know. And it's so weird because he told us he was putting out a cage too. Like, he told us because he didn't want our cats to get caught in it. I miss that detail. That's also one that makes me mad.
That's a big one.
And then
one.
Our cat ended up in the cage, and then he shipped it away. It's like, oh, you told us 2 days before that a yellow cat killed your chicken, so now you're trying to see what killed it. You don't want to catch our cat. Then it caught a cat. That was ours.
That they knew was yours.
And you sent it away. I mean, maybe they didn't. Maybe they guess they're like, there's no way that their beautiful cat or kitties would kill a chicken. It's like, I don't think you understand how nature works, dude.
At least they didn't kill it.
What do you mean?
Like a kill cage or something.
Well, that would have been a whole different.
And then they still shipped it to somebody else's house. A dead cat.
What are you thinking about? The last thing I need right now is to be trying to get bailed out of jail. Because that's if you just slaughtered my cat for killing your chicken, I'll give you 44 cents. Go to the store and buy another fucking chicken.
Hey, maybe chickens to them are just like a...
No, I'm sure it is. But like I said before, but they're not.
But at least chickens produce eggs. What do cats produce? Yeah.
Poop.
Pee on your floor.
Pee on your floor and broken things.
And bring you mice.
Carl's mice king.
Yeah, he brings them home. You get all sorts of diseases.
Yeah, well, fucking, you got a point there. That's why I don't have any cats.
That's why I don't have chickens in my apartment.
You're catching on, aren't you?
Yeah.
But once I got them, I'm protecting them. Okay, we're going to move on and just talk about our dicks. You ready
for
that? Okay, let's do a dick.
Is it dumb? Is it interesting? Is it cool? Then it's dick.
All right, you ready to see my dick?
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to whip
off, off topic. But I'm just wondering what one like a bath bomb would do in one of your orifices holes.
Like putting it in your butt?
Yeah. What would it do?
Let's find out. Patreon content?
Patreon content?
We'll do a live stream.
Will it fit in the next videos? What did it do?
I love that.
How did it end? Will it fit? How did it end?
It's a series. Will it fit? What did it do? How did it end? It's a 3-part series.
And the first one is a ketchup bath bomb in my butt.
I love that.
Okay.
I'm in.
Fetish. All right, so let's take a look at your peen.
Should we do an OnlyFans or just that?
Well, maybe the only way you're getting the OnlyFans link is through Patreon.
Right.
So we got to whittle things back and keep our avenues straight.
Again with the whittling.
I know. Okay, what do you got?
I have a story out of Richmond, California.
Okay.
Casket gets knocked over at Bay Area funeral where massive family fight breaks out.
So, man, not by an elephant this time.
Nope. This was in the States and it's just by people.
Okay. Tell me about it.
A massive brawl broke out between up to 20 family members during a funeral for an elderly woman in Richmond on August 6th, leading to one injury, one arrest, and $20,000 in damage. The Richmond Police Department said it responded to Rolling Hills Memorial Park. Several reports of chaotic altercation between 8 to 20. 8 to 20? Why 8 to 20?
Was that they interviewed like someone that was just couldn't see, like their glasses got punched off?
He's like, is that 7, 8? Looks like 8.
That could be 20. 80. That could be 80 or 4.
Or 4. Yeah, they were 8 to 20 members who were reportedly armed.
Fucking
at a funeral. Intense
funeral.
Sergeant Aaron Pomeroy said it was an instance of a family drama that started between a brother and a sister who were attending their mother's funeral and who did not get along. And it goes back many years.
Quotes, yeah.
The brother and sister were talking and got into an argument when her boyfriend came over and encouraged her to walk away. He's trying to defuse the situation.
He knows everybody's got fucking guns.
Yeah, he's like, dude, there's guns around here.
He's got guns.
I've got one on me. I don't want to have to use this.
Ammo is expensive.
Yep. No. Yeah, and this climate.
I can't shoot 1 to 40 people.
we can't see how many people are here. I don't know if I have enough ammunition.
You got one clip.
Telling a story. The brother started beating on the boyfriend, and that's when it escalated and became a brawl, and we started to get calls, he said. At some point during the physical fight, the brother got into the vehicle with the intention of driving over his sister.
What?
He attempted to drive toward her sister in an aggressive way, but instead he struck another female, sent her to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. Great.
Okay.
In the car, the brother also damaged the grass, knocked over and damaged headstones, vases, and broke a water main that ejected copious amounts of water and flooded the funeral plot.
Jesus.
And the driver also reportedly knocked over the casket, but Stonebreaker said the body didn't fall out.
If there's one good thing.
At least the old lady didn't fall out of the thing.
Someone glued the body in.
When the brother got out of the car, the family member hit him in the head with a cane, injuring him. They used the cane to try to get him under control, he said. The suspect was hit a couple times. The cane came from someone who was at the funeral.
I would assume so.
I don't know.
What a weird detail.
I don't know what they ever identified where the cane came from. It's just this mystery cane.
No, it's not. That's such a funny, like someone driving
probably
by.
The guy, it's probably the woman's husband.
Someone driving by just throws a cane.
Use that!
He was filming it. It was probably somebody at like a building nearby. He goes, 1 second! Just like throwing canes down.
They were filming it for, what's that website?
Canes R Us?
No.
Hurricane?
No, the World Star. They're like, World Star, and they're throwing weapons canes at them. Yeah. We sometimes get family disputes at the cemetery or at the church, Stonebreaker said. Mm-hmm. This was no different, but I love how he said, this is no different. We're used to this kind of thing.
Just another funeral.
But this was an especially large family fight, and they said possibly armed. This went above and beyond. Usually you don't get any injuries. In this case, they had some, looked like they had some really, really bad blood.
Man.
No shots were fired and no guns were found.
Good restraint.
The brother of a 36-year-old from Bay Point was arrested in felony assault with a deadly weapon and vandalism. What else? They're reviewing the charges. Yeah, so it was basically $20,000 in damage and a few injuries.
Man.
And it was just supposed to be a funeral for an old elderly woman.
Man, that is just chaos.
Imagine
picturing seeing all of this going unfold. Down.
Yeah, it's just canes, cars, headstones flying.
That'd be, what if you were just there, like you're walking up to visit your like loved one.
Yeah.
You're like, what the fuck?
A couple plots down.
And it just runs over. You're like, God damn it. It just runs over your dead husband's. Fuck.
And then they struck the main, so it's just spraying water.
That's where the cane came from.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Someone's coming to visit. They're like, oh, fuck you, buddy.
Yeah.
Hit a water man.
He was trying to. He was got his car to try to run over his sister.
I know. So there must be some. I know there's some gnarly inter-family fights. Mm-hmm. And guess what? I want to hear about them.
Yeah.
And they might fit great in petty beef.
Oh, yeah.
If you guys have those, even if they could be fights that have happened, they've been going on for a long time that you might just think is really bad, but you realize it's kind of petty. Send that in. Hey, guys, at canyoudontpodcast.com. I know there's some great
this
ones.
This doesn't seem petty.
I know. I'm just saying, even if it is.
I know.
But the detail about hitting the water main, where the fuck was the water main for a car to hit it?
Ooh, good, true.
Was it just like above ground water?
Maybe
main?
It was like a fire hydrant.
I don't know.
He just ran into a fire hydrant and spraying water everywhere.
I was going to say, like, if one of those tombstones was connected to the water main, that's even more concerning.
A little bit.
Like, how did he strike it?
It was a secret. They pull the headstone out, and there's like a
Ninja
a
Turtle
faucet underneath there.
Ninja Turtle pizza party going on down there. That is a wild scene.
Yeah.
Man.
My dad
has his celebration of life at the end of September.
Oh, okay.
If it's not this fucking fun,
mm-hmm.
Oh, man, I'm going to be let down.
My dad's was, it was very civil, so that was good.
It's boring.
I know. It was like,
if 60 to 70 people don't show up armed with bad blood.
Armed and dangerous.
At my dad's celebration of life, I'm going home.
I was so bummed.
Taking the kids and
getting
out.
Nothing happened.
Oh, man.
Fell over. You know what was cool is they played the Astros in a four-game series.
That's right. Mariners,
and they won that game. Uh-huh. On the day of his, I was hoping to make some joke that, oh, of course they lost, but they won.
They won. So
they did it for pops.
What if they get in by like one or a half game?
Well, they're in right now. And
I know.
I'm just so sick because we talked about going to the playoffs. If they make it and if that happens, he's not going to be around for it. It's going to.
I'm not your dad, but I'll go with you.
Yeah. And maybe we'll get what I'll do is I'll get an extra seat for my dad and then
make me sit way farther up.
No, you're not going to go. I'm just going to send you pictures. Like, this could have been you.
I thought you were going to get an empty seat for your dad and then put me in the fucking, I'm in the furthest nosebleeds.
You're
right down the third baseline.
We'll be behind the Mariners dugout, the first baseline.
Okay, let's go first base.
Yeah.
It's just you,
you'll
empty
be in
seat,
the nosebleeds.
And me all the way the fuck up there.
Yeah. And my arm like this would run an empty seat.
Right. Like, can I please just switch with your invisible dad?
Yeah.
No.
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 This is what he would have wanted.
This is what he would have wanted. Okay, moving on to take a look at my dick.
Okay.
And this is one I've seen floating around a little bit. I'm not sure if it has made its way into the Can You Don't Playground Facebook page, but maybe it has. But this, of course, is a fucking TikTok trend that's called vabbing.
Of course it is.
Okay. So if you're asking yourself right now, vabbing, that's not a word. You're right. But here's what it is. Women are wearing their vaginal juices as perfume to activate their natural attraction. A scientist says this makes no sense. What do you think about that, Brian? Yum!
What I love about it is science says there's no truth to that.
Yeah, they're saying okay, I'm just going to read some of the bullet points here.
I jizz all over my stomach right. And then go out in public.
Right. Seems to work. So it says some TikTok users are vabbing. An evolutionary biologist who studies pheromones says there's no definitive proof vabbing works. I mean, it seems like a brand new trend, so maybe we just haven't gotten
maybe the data's just not there yet.
Yeah. So if anything, the act of vabbing could elicit a placebo effect, the scientist told Insider.
So how do they collect it?
From their vagina.
I know. How do they collect it, though?
With their fingers.
Well, so they just take it and then wipe it?
I guess, yeah. That and they, like, put on your neck.
They're not, like, wringing out a wash rag into a cup, like a Double Dare. Remember when they had
like super vabbing?
Do you remember Double Dare? They had to give it above the line to win, so they're just squeezing it out until it gets...
That is so gross.
And then... underneath the neck,
behind the ears, on the wrist a little bit.
Yeah, so rubbing the wrist together.
You do a little hug and you're
fucking... It's called Pousse.
Pousse by Gucci.
Pousse by Gucci.
Pretty fucking weird. But I get the placebo effect. If you think it's working and it ups your confidence.
True.
Thinking you smell like a puss. All right. Okay, fine. And I mean... I know it's graphic.
I don't love the smell of fish, but...
No, I know, but not... The vagina doesn't always smell like fish.
Not always, sometimes, but if it does...
Fucking awesome.
If it does, then, you know...
That, I know. If I feel like I'm walking through, like, a Golden Corral when I'm actually going to dance it out to MC Hammer.
Am I in Chinatown? Where am I?
I don't know. You're like, what the fuck? If that's the reaction, if the first time you vap, ladies, and you walk by somebody and they go, holy fuck, don't vap anymore. Go home. You are nose blind.
Yeah.
You have forgotten what it smells like, and it's not helping. It's not helpful to other people.
Well, you know, when you go...
And there's the musk thing for women and females, right?
The musk,
like, so what if I, like, the line between my balls and
dick...
That's
what I'm saying.
Yeah. Just put that on my nose.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Just...
On my mustache.
Take your finger and just run it all the way up and then put it underneath your nose.
They're like, no. It's put it on your neck. Oh, shit.
I put it on my lips.
Your eyebrows.
It's kind of like Carmex.
Your eye
Cum-X.
In your ears.
Yeah.
Like, what? Why are you doing that? Sorry, I thought that's how you did it. Maybe it works. Maybe I don't know. Perfume's weird to begin with. And if it comes from your vagina, it reminds me of Goop. Remember Gwyneth Paltrow? She has like a vagina candle.
I don't.
No. Anyway, it's a whole thing.
I don't remember that.
You know, you didn't get into that?
No.
You should see my upstairs. My bedroom is just nothing but goop.
Just goop everywhere?
Goopy?
That sounds like it would be something else.
Yeah. So the one who started it, not that it matters, but Mandy Lee shared the vabbing. The video is now deleted. Endorsing the practice, it gained more than 1 million views. Comments from longtime vabbing fans who suggested it for date nights and job interviews.
Longtime vabbing fan, like, this has been going on underground.
Some people have said they've done it for the last 15 years of just doing this dabby. I think a lot of it, you're going to, if somebody is attracted to you, I don't know if it's going to make them more attracted to you. I think that's where the science is going to. It's not because your neck smelled like a vagina. It's because there's other things I found attractive about you, not that.
Well, could it be like this, that smell of sex?
Yeah. Yeah, no, I get that, but rooms smell like that anyway.
You know when you go, like, you say the nose blind, you know when you're in your house and then you leave, you go to someone else's house and everyone's got, like, their house has a smell.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it's like, oh, what's that smell? Or sometimes like, oh, it smells nice. Or mm-hmm. It smells like they're always cooking something. I imagine that's what it would be like if you've got, like, a rank, rancid vagina and you start vabbing, you walk around people and they're just like, huh?
I know.
What is that?
Whoa, damn. You have to go blend in with your surroundings.
Yeah. You just hang out by the fish market all day. Maybe that's where you could pick people up.
Best smelling trout.
Yeah.
Winner by default.
Well, here's what you do. Ugh. Is you do that, and then you go down there, and you hang out, and you get, like, some guy in a slicker walking up to you, asks you out, and then you go out, and you're like, I was hanging out at the fish market. That's why I smell like that.
Right.
And he likes that smell.
Uh-huh.
He works on a boat.
You vab, the only thing you attract is fishermen.
Yeah. You got to live in Alaska, Seattle. You know, you live in a port city.
Sure do. Man, I guess, I don't know. And maybe, again, we could be in the dark on this. If you are out there and you're one of our kids listening right now and you're vabbing and it's worked for you, all right.
Okay, here's what I'm starting to think.
It's not vaping. No, it's vabbing.
It's like vaping and dabbing.
Okay. Right.
Yeah. Here's what I'm thinking. I feel like some of the links we've been sent in that we're finding now, we're getting into some stuff that mm-hmm. I didn't realize was a thing.
Yeah.
And I feel like we need to start, maybe that could be some fun Patreon stuff where we just like, we start trying to do this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like, one of these
times. Should we vab?
Well, now that you're newly single, yeah. I think you should basically vab. We'll go out and see if it works.
If I just cover myself my own balls?
Yeah.
All right.
And then we'll just see if it works.
Okay.
Like, you just walk up to women and see how they react.
Hi. And like, we have a giant camera. I smell like balls.
Yeah.
And I just go, hello.
Yeah.
They're like, hi. How do I smell? So it's going to be.
Do I smell like you would want to have sex with me?
Do I smell like your favorite pair of balls? What? Would you like to go out with me?
I don't have a favorite pair of balls.
Well, maybe you do might. Now. Yeah, you might now.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever thought about having a favorite pair of balls?
And she goes, aw. And you're like, fuck, yeah. I don't know if I even want to win this prize.
Even if you're married, like, I feel like you don't have a favorite. Even your husbands still aren't your favorite pair of balls.
There's got to be better.
Right?
I don't know.
Like, I don't think women have a favorite pair of balls.
No, it's a question for the women and the men that like balls.
Well, but they might have a favorite. Like, they're like, oh, I like your penis because what it does. But balls don't do anything.
I don't know.
They don't offer anything.
I think you're gonna be surprised by this.
Let it's me
like
know
boobs
if I'm wrong.
And boobs and nipples and like, there's different parts of the whole thing.
Okay, if there are women or men, if you're into guys. Are you turned on by balls?
Uh-huh.
Well, first of all, does a dick turn you on?
Second thing. Balls or balls more than dick? Let us know.
Yeah. And sometimes it might be a nice pack. What if you got a really nice wiener and just awful balls?
I know. Like just the prunes, like problem prunes, the ones that are stuck to the bottom of the can or the jar.
Yeah.
That you have to scrape out a little bit. Like that's your look.
Ugh. Just this pristine dong
the best.
And then just nasty balls.
I'm sure it has to exist.
As a guy who's watched a fair amount of porn.
Balls are bad. I'm not watching a lot of balls. Anyway.
Well, you just notice it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you notice
it. I just want to make you look like, awkward. It's one of my favorite things to do. It's just be like, I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
You see, watch you squirm
any guy that says he doesn't notice the guy's package is lying.
Yeah, you're a liar. You've got some deeper rooted things you're trying to hide, buddy.
I'm not really into the women on women. I got to have a D in there.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, I got to see some penetration.
You ain't that straight. Isn't that what Joe Dirt said?
I don't know.
He's like, when you're watching porn, he's like, do you like a soft dick or like a big dick or a small dick or something like that? And you're like, big dick. And he goes, all right, do you like it soft or hard? And you're like, hard. And he goes, well, you ain't that straight. And you're like, okay, fair.
Well, all I don't want it in my.
I know
it's on just, me. But
it's coming from Joe Dirt.
Yeah.
So
I just want to see it going into.
Okay, picture this: it's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
Okay, so if you have anything on the things that we just covered, again, send it into heyguys@canyoudontpodcast.com. We're going to do some petty beef. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, da dee.
Silence in the court.
You are now entering the petty beef courtroom, where all sides of some bullshit will be heard and evaluated. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final-ish. This is petty beef.
Okay, so here we go with petty beef. The first one this week has something to do with their neighbor. And because, well, my cat story early in the episode, I'm going to take the first one, okay?
I feel like there's going to be something going down with his neighbor.
Okay, probably. Here we go. Cassie is having trouble with her neighbor. The neighbor always leaves her fucking trash can at the curb, and it keeps getting in her way. Cassie needs help deciding the best approach in order to get this dispute taken care of. Let's talk about it. Okay, you want to give the OG message? Hey, guys. Says, okay, so we have a weird rental with a shared driveway. I've seen those. I've been a part of one of those in college.
They are
fucking weird. The neighbor never, and I mean never, those are all caps, brings her trash can in. I have to maneuver my way around it for days until she brings it in. And also, it's embarrassing because people might think it's ours. So I decided to bring it into the driveway entrance so she will finally have to bring it in. The question is, should I just leave it in the street and not worry about it, or keep blocking the driveway until she gets the drift, or go talk to her about it like an adult? Trying to adult out here. Loves and stuff. Cassie. And then she included a picture for us to look at that does show her putting this in the driveway spot so that, you know, she would definitely notice it a lot more than if it was just out of the way. Brian's smashing his face into the string to get a closer peek here.
I have a question.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you can answer this or not. She said she brought it into the driveway where it is right now in that picture.
That would be my assumption. It looks like it's in the driveway to me. So that's where she brought it into the driveway.
So it was out in the street where she would park her car normally? Is that what?
Maybe that's the shared part. Yeah, have to maneuver around it. I'm not sure with the driveway situation, but it does sound like she has to maneuver around it and then park in the street. And maybe she gets to go up the driveway. But regardless, this fucking trash can's in the way. No matter where it is, it's in her way on the street. She's putting it in the driveway to try to get this lady to take care of it.
We need to establish how long it takes for them to bring it back up.
Right.
Are we talking a day, a couple days?
I will say I am guilty. I am pretty good at it, but I am guilty of leaving the trash can out at the curb at the house here for an extra day. Like it'll get taken out Tuesday morning, and sometimes I won't grab it and bring it back in until Wednesday or even Wednesday night when I get home from work. Just forgot and it got left out there, but always it comes back in to where the garbage can is closer to our home and not in the fucking street. I mean, in the winter, you don't have a choice. You leave it out there, the snowplow is going to shove it into the next canyon over. So you don't really have a choice at that point. You got to get it out and get it right back in before they take it away.
I think I would just pick it up and throw it in her lawn. I think she would get the drift.
Yeah. If these subtle hits aren't, or like little hints aren't working, fill it up with grenades. Yeah. Just blow it up with like put an M80 in there,
mm-hmm.
Blow a hole in the bottom of it and just like spray paint a middle finger on it.
Steal their cat and put it in their garbage can.
And duct tape it shut.
Yeah. So you just hear it's like bouncing around. Cut some holes in there so it doesn't die.
He just says, put your trash can back in.
Yeah. You don't want to kill the cat. You just want to, you know, you want to get the attention.
You big dumb bitch.
You put a big old sign that says, your fucking cat's in here.
Right. And if you do this again, I'm going to put you in here, you mm-hmm. big dumb bitch.
You're going to be in here with your cat, you dumb bitch. Yeah. I mean, that's a tough. So, like, I do that too every once in a while. Come home. And you, I don't know, yeah, like a day, but anything more than a day, I don't ever do that. Some people do it longer, but it's, you know, it's out of the way. I think if you have a shared driveway, there needs to be some sort of agreement, responsibility. Yeah. Maybe she should probably go over there, have a conversation like an adult.
Mm-hmm.
That would be, I guess, the mature thing to do.
Ugh.
But
that makes me, I hate that
now,
just thinking about it.
But once you've established that, then after, if she continues to do it, I don't know.
She's dead. You gotta take her out.
See, like, the way that I suggest people should do things the way that I would do things, way different. Mm-hmm. I would take the high road, and I would be, I really am a nice guy.
Oh, sorry about
that.
And
I feel bad.
You'd put it in your own way?
Yeah. Well,
I felt bad. I
would probably bring it up and put it away for him. Yeah. Is probably what I do. Cause I do that with my neighbors and stuff kind of now. Anyway, and I'm just being nice.
Mm-hmm.
But what I love to do is tell people
Correct way.
What they should do. And I think that they should throw the cat in there. I think mm-hmm. they should throw in the lawn, rip the lid off.
Right.
Just fuck shit up.
Passive aggressive sounds fun here too. Where you could go and knock and be like, oh, sorry, excuse me. I was just making sure that you're okay. Because your fucking trash can has been sitting out there for 4 fucking days. So I'm glad that you're okay.
That's a way to do
checking
it.
Checking on their mental, like, all right, I guess to make sure you didn't fall down or have a heart attack because you're fucking trash.
I hadn't seen you in a couple days. I was just trying to make sure you're okay because your fucking garbage can has been sitting out here.
And then turn back right back and be like, so I'm glad that you're okay.
You're okay.
That's great. If you need anything, here's my number.
Yeah.
I'll be back tomorrow. And if your fucking trash can's out here, I don't know. We'll see what happens. Bye-bye. Toodles.
We'll see how I feel tomorrow.
Toodles.
I love that. Yeah. I think that's the approach.
I would like, can you do it, Cassie? Can you pull that off? I mean, I wouldn't spin around and do like the because you're fucking trash can.
Yeah, yeah.
But I would say, I'm just making sure you're okay because your trash can's been out here.
Do it, you do it in a way that it seems like you care
for over
like
3 days. Care. And they make a personal type. Like, I had a friend who the indicator was their trash can had been out in the street for not even a week. Mm-hmm. And what we found out is they had a stroke.
Yeah.
So whenever I see a fucking trash can, so now you're tying in your PTSD and making her feel bad on that side. Along with,
I really enjoy you having you as a neighbor. I want to make sure you were fine. Mm-hmm. You know, that whole, do that. Do that. Just do the overly nice. I think that's so great.
Let's do it.
And then pulling up a past history. Like, I had a neighbor once that, you know, he's one of those guys. He was always on top of everything. His lawn was mowed.
You're not like everything. That, but.
Yeah, yeah. I really miss him.
Right. The guy before you.
Yeah.
Whew, he was
that's
on
what
top
you do.
Of it.
The guy before you.
He was the best neighbor mm-hmm. I've ever had.
And then you came along and you're great too.
You're great too, just in different ways.
Yeah.
So anyways,
if
you
move your fucking
dead.
Garbage can, you'd be amazing.
Anyway, I thought you were dead. You're not. Bye.
Yeah.
Okay, let's move on to our second case. Are you ready?
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to push this. Here we go.
Okay, second case. Melissa works at a daycare and has been dragged into a situation involving a 5-year-old and a 3-year-old. The issue at hand involves one child calling the other the S word.
Okay.
And the other not caring for it. What should she do?
Okay, bringing it, going little with this. God, kids are so
I'm
stupid.
I'm more into why dragged is a word and not drug.
I know. Drug me in, baby.
Why is it dragged? Okay, original message. Message. Hey, you silly geese. I have some serious petty beef for you.
Hmm?
I work at a daycare, and here is a situation.
Right.
Cora, 5,
right.
called Joseph, 3.
Now it's personal for me.
Silly.
Oh, okay.
So this is the S word that we're talking
mm-hmm,
about.
Mm-hmm.
Joseph was very offended by that and immediately told me that Cora said it to him.
What?
I told him that it was okay if she called him silly. He said, no, he doesn't get to call me that. Admittedly, Joseph was not being silly, though.
Okay.
So, in his defense, he was not being silly. So, you guys decide, does Cora get to call Joseph silly, or should I throw the book at her? Literally throw the book at her.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys. Melissa.
Oh, this is funny, though. Kids are so dumb. Call me silly. And what if he's just like, he's that kid that's stoic and does nothing. Just and she's like, oh, you're so silly. He's like, I am not.
I'm not silly.
I am not that. If you say it again, I'm going to hit you.
Yeah.
There's
we've
no
seen those
personality.
Kids.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Ezra was a little bit like that, too.
Yeah.
When he was little. I mean, I've shared it
was
before.
Was he silly?
Trying to be. He thought it was silly.
Yeah.
He
wanted to be silly.
He thought it was silly by ripping the door off the door frame where the timeout was so he didn't have to go there anymore. Because you can't go to timeout if he rips the door off. And he figured that out, and he did. He won. He pulled it off the hinges. So that's cool. That was the second one he got kicked out of.
Just incredible.
The seventh
Hulk.
One he kicked. Oh, he was a master. Yeah, he got kicked out of every single daycare in Coeur d'Alene. Every single one.
Just burning bridges mm-hmm. everywhere.
Yeah,
just on fire.
Knew how to work the system and liked being home with us a lot more than being there. I'll tell you that much.
He was like, I got to get home and water the lawn.
I know.
Who's going to do it?
I don't know. Joseph, lighten up, buddy.
He's 3 years old. Dude, you got to lighten up.
Sit down.
The life is going to get a lot harder than that.
Be like, you know what? You know what? If she said, you're a shithead, you can come and tell me.
The real S word.
Right. But if you go with silly. Yeah. Get the fuck out of my face.
I can relate to this a little bit. When we were camping up at Priest, it was my two boys, my niece, and then their cousins. And they were like a big pack of kids, and they ranged from 8 to 4. Oh, so they're all out going, doing, and they're like riding their bikes, scooters. They come running back to our campsite, and they're like, they're just all huffing and puffing, like, there's the big kids over there. And they were probably like 10, you know, the big kids. And they called us dumb.
Oh, no.
And they were just, it was the worst thing. They called us dumb, and then blah, blah, blah. And then my son, who was 6, he was like, oh, man, what I should have been, it was like, you're so dumb. Like, later. He was going to show him. Oh, he's like, that's what I should have said.
Next time,
you get they next come back time, around buddy. And say that. Because he said they put the L on the head, and they were going, Loo, and they were doing like the loser dance, where they hop on one foot and kind of do. To do and Fortnite, doing the loser dance.
Fortnite loser dance.
It is, yeah. I wasn't aware that it was a Fortnite dance. Mm-hmm. So that's what they were doing. So they were just all up in arms because that was going on.
Yeah.
It was the worst thing that ever happened. It ruined their whole camping trip.
I don't know why this just reminded of it, but talking about those age gaps, and then we'll move on to some good news here this week. But in small towns, if you grew up in a city or even just a medium-sized city or town, there's a separation between like middle school and high school and elementary school.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, these small towns, it kills me to think about the dynamic between these students when elementary school kids and middle school and sometimes fucking high school are all sharing the same building. Mm-hmm. Like that is, I know they're in different wings, but dude, you're just this giant kid and there's a kindergartner. Like everything, that's such a, either you're gonna come out not prepared for the real world because you're acting like so soft around all the tiny kids, or you're gonna come out like being the worst influence on tiny kids of all time.
Could you imagine walking to lunch
up, and
you have to go you have to go around a line of kindergartners?
Right. Doing 1, 2, like counting at the watering hole. You're like, God damn, I cannot wait to get out of this town. Jumping over the tiny chairs.
The school that was the town right next to, I grew up in Moses Lake, and there was Warden.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the, it's K through 12.
I know.
And they're just, all the kids are in one spot.
I mean, to every classroom, it's like there's 5 seniors. Mm-hmm. Like that's it. Like that's it. Graduating class of 9.
My grandpa grew up there. He was like, I was 3rd in my class in degree. There was 2 girls in him. He used to always say, oh, I was 3rd in my class. He was last. 3 graduating.
And they wonder why. Yeah, they wonder why that needs a little work here in America, the rural education system. Okay, let's move on. This is some pretty good news. I'm going to share it with you right now. Okay.
So you're telling me there's a chance.
Hooray, we aren't doomed.
Yeah! All right, and I know that you're probably familiar with J.J. Watt.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, if you do any sports of the football kind, you're going to know about J.J. Watt.
If you have sport.
If you have a sport in you at any point, you're going to know something about J.J. Watt. He's a very good Hall of Famer.
If he could stay in the field.
Yeah, and he's always been this way. He's always been helpful. He's raised a ton of money for these different efforts for flooding and numerous causes throughout his professional career, and I'm sure he will continue to do it from here forward. But right now, there's an NFL fan that went on Twitter, and she wanted to sell some of J.J. Watt's merchandise, only to be answered by the Arizona Cardinal player himself. So according to the tweet, Jennifer Simpson was selling a pair of Watt shoes and a jersey to raise money for her grandfather's funeral. She tagged Watt's Twitter account with photos for the items that are up for sale. Watt responded by telling her to keep the items because he would help with the funeral costs. Don't sell your shoes and jerseys. We'll help with the funeral. I'm sorry for your loss, this tweet back said.
That's so awesome.
I know. It says, according to the user's profile, she is a Texans and Astros fan who before her interaction with Watt had just 70 followers. She responded to Watt's retweet with an expression of gratitude. So I haven't checked how many it went up, but if they made note of saying it only had 70, I'm guessing it went up quite a bit after this little bump from J.J. Watt. But I love just people, especially in the sporting world, if they're in any position to help out, do something about it. If you came across that tweet, and there's so many of them, like 99 point whatever amount of these people get tagged in stuff like this, and similar, and then just do fucking nothing. Mm-hmm. And I know it's hard because you can't just open the floodgates and just everybody that tags you and shit, you help out everybody. It seems like J.J. Watt does it a little bit more than most. And I just think it's cool. Like, how much is that? What is $10,000, $15,000, $20,000 or whatever, $5,000, whatever? How much is that going to hurt him opposed to completely save this other woman from financially drowning, just trying to have a proper funeral for her grandfather.
Yeah.
So,
and because this is a comedy podcast,
it is.
I am gonna.
I'm gonna take it there. Please do.
I was reading her tweet. I have a
I tagged JJ Watt for my dad's.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, where were you on that one?
On that way, JJ.
Well, we were Seahawks fans.
JJ Twat.
Yeah. That's probably what. I have a pair of JJ Watt Women's Edition Reebok shoes, size $60. I worn them twice, blah, blah, blah. Because my brain always just goes here, I was just thinking about, like, I don't even want to say this, but I feel like she was hoping, she was like thinking that something was going to happen. Because what's she going to
do? What do you mean?
How is she going to pay for a funeral asking for $60 for a pair of shoes? In a $30 jersey.
I think just $90.
Right.
I don't know, man. Well, but come on.
He did was amazing. But I'm just saying. The bigger
twist, she's like, I'm selling my shoes and shirt for some JJ dick. Is that what you're getting at here?
No. That she had a feeling that if he saw this tweet, that he was going to offer to do this.
Oh, that's maybe. She's hoping. Of course, you're hoping to have that happen.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I wouldn't. I don't know. That's why I said I'm being an asshole by going there.
Yeah, but I mean, if you tag him in it, there's some intent there.
Yeah,
you do hope that he sees it. Because there's no way you're hoping that someone was like, "Who the fuck's JJ Watt? Oh, that guy. Oh yeah, of course I want his shoes." It's like, no, you're gonna know who he is if you want his shoes and jersey. So you're tagging him with some sort of intent in there. You would have just wrote JJ Watt without tagging his Twitter profile if that didn't matter to you. That makes sense.
Yeah.
You're trying to get his attention with it, and you did.
Yeah.
So that does make sense.
Why don't you just say, hey, JJ Watt, I know you do cool things. Can you pay for my dad's funeral?
My grandfather's dead. Help.
Creep on me.
Help. With that gift that says money.
Mm-hmm. At least you're being honest.
But it worked out.
I'm sorry I took it there. Okay. I couldn't help but have that thought.
And you have a point. She wouldn't have tagged him in there if she wasn't hoping something like that would happen.
Yeah.
Okay.
I just ruined your good news.
That's fine. That's fine. I mean, fuck it, right?
Yeah.
He didn't ruin it. It's still out there. It already happened.
He still did it. It was awesome.
All right. One of our kids found something.
Hopefully she doesn't listen to the show.
Amazing. Well, hopefully she does. And then just tag us because now you have a bunch of followers, apparently. Help us out. Okay. We're moving on.
The internet is pretty wild. Depending on your browsing habits, you can either experience something super cool, or go to prison. Crazy, right? Let's check it out, together, as a couple. Hey, look what I found.
Yes! That's awesome!
Okay, we've covered some crazy stuff on the show, and I know we're going to cover plenty of more crazy stuff as we move forward, but our son Josh, I don't know how he came across this Etsy product. We've covered things similar to this, but nothing quite like this, and I love the idea. This is a butt plug that is a table football set. So you know how you have the goalpost and you have the little things that you flick, like on a restaurant table, which is usually sugar packets, to kick the field goal? Now that is all set up and put onto a butt plug. So if you, I don't know, maybe you have the butt pluggy, the one wearing it, it's just in the middle and you're just kicking it back and forth. Look at this thing.
Okay, there is a picture. There's a review.
Yeah.
And they have a picture of someone using it.
Yeah. How cool does that look?
But it's like a giant hairy ass.
Could be a guy.
I know.
That's fine.
I think it is because I think I see some ball.
They tend to like football more.
This is very cool. Better than I thought. And like, it's actually in use.
I love the idea.
Two people found it helpful.
Quit laughing.
I know.
The goalposts are just bouncing around. He's literally moving the goalposts. Just bouncing around. Someone's laying down. I'm guessing you could put it in and play by yourself. If you just folded your legs over your own head, you could probably kick them off your stomach.
Solo game.
But if you look up finger football goalpost butt plug,
There's no way that you're going to find another version of this. You're not going to find the Kirkland brand of this, the generic knockoff. Yeah. But I thought that was so funny. So thanks, Josh.
Nice product. The flagpole is attached securely and the plug itself is decent. Mm. The flag arrives pretty curled up, but you could probably straighten it. Oh, wait. No. This is different. This is a different product. This is a flagpole puller, and it's basically the same thing, still jamming into an orifice.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, never mind. That was people also
enjoyed
bought.
That. Yeah. This guy knows what he's doing. These are great. So is this also on the Patreon docket?
No.
No, yeah, that's a good answer. The answer is no. I'm not. Come on. Let's not go that far. Okay.
Oh my God, this is the best toy we own, and that's saying a lot. The packaging is also beyond incredible.
Maybe we gotta order it. Maybe. Or not use it, just order it. I just want to see this thing in real life and inside your butt. What? What? Okay, we're going to read from, we're going to hear from some of our kids now. You ready?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, let's hear what you guys think.
Really? You want to talk to me? Wow, that's cool.
Okay, first of all, thank you for everyone who's wrote in their emails and during these dark times. It's been...
Yeah, that's varied. So when the last show, obviously, sharing about me sitting on the edge of my bed, there's been a ton of messages about that.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to make sure I said thank you to the ones that have been through it or have been on the other side of it where the dude, or the dude or the girl actually did it.
Yeah,
and how much it just fucked up everything. So, thank you guys for writing in. Because it was a crazy moment, and I'm glad that a lot of you have been through it, and you're still here with us and a part of the community. So, thank you.
Yeah, these emails. Like, I was just kind of like not. I was away from it, away from my phone. And always got into it, started reading them. I'm like, okay. It's just like it's back to uplifting a little bit, and you feel like you're not so alone.
Yeah.
Anyway, okay. All right, our first email comes from Hulk Hands Connor. He writes, "What's up, Dad?
What's up,
Connor again? Connor back again.
Hey.
Last week's episode was hilarious, and I wanted to tell y'all my accidental porn site stories.
Please do.
So that must have been from the
White House or whatever it was.
Yeah. Oddly, I have quite a few, so I'll just share one.
Mm-hmm.
A couple of years back, I had an old computer from my grandfather. It had some electrical issues that I'd fixed over a few weeks, and after." I can't read. I don't ever have to read.
Well, try harder.
This print's too small. After I finally figured it out, I powered it on and opened the files. I clicked on a random file, and wouldn't you know, it was very old porn slide.
Oh, my gosh.
Old porn slideshow starts.
Mm.
I couldn't figure out how to go to get out of it, so sadly, I'm not smart like Brian with a Y. And I didn't just unplug the damn thing. I hear my mom walk down the hall towards my room and start getting really scared. No way am I going to be able to explain this to her. I just put my fist through the screen.
Dude, how funny is that?
He said, fuck yes!
He's going, go, bah! He just punches.
I just told her I got mad at it, and when she questioned me and never asked me about it again. Anyways, that's my story. Hope you all enjoyed it. Keep up the good work. Make me laugh every week and making it bearable. 3 out of 5 stars. Love you guys. Connor.
Okay. That's so funny.
He just destroys the screen.
I know. It's such a typically a male move. When you just either get frustrated at it or you panic, you just punch it.
Well, you know what's funny?
Slap it. Kick it. Yeah, whatever.
Women cry and guys just punch things.
Well, not all women cry and not all guys punch things, but
no,
the majority of them, they do for sure.
That's like women are like, why are you so aggressive? Well, why do you cry so much? Because that's our crying.
We'll cry about our broken fingers.
Yeah.
But right now I'm punching some shit, babe.
Could you imagine? So I was reading this. It was his grandpa's, right?
Mm-hmm.
So he said, I couldn't figure out how to...
His grandma?
I clicked on a random file. Uh-huh. And yes, very old porn. I was thinking it was old pictures of his grandma.
Oh.
What if she was hot?
There's at least that. Better if she was, right?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, because you ever seen like an actress from like the 60s and she's so hot, but now you know she's old. And so it's like, even when she was young, you still know she's an old lady.
Like, oh, she aged.
Yeah.
Boom.
Yeah. But it's not the same. It's this shit's 60 years ago.
I know.
I always felt that about the gal from Young Frankenstein.
Oh, yeah.
She was so hot, but, you know, now she's old. And I was like, it just doesn't work.
It keeps happening.
You're trying to rub it on. You're like, but she's living in a home somewhere.
God, she's just old.
Anyway.
Okay, let's move on to our second email. This one is coming in from our daughter, Miranda, who writes, hello from Southern Utah. Hello.
Hey.
First time writing in. Love how the podcast is going and can't wait for more. I love the weekly dose of humor. Well, we love having humor to give you. Right?
Yeah.
From the episode about finding stuff in a hotel room, here we go. Coming from a former housekeeper at a hotel in Zion, Utah, we had a guy staying in a room by himself for a week. No room service was done while he was there. Also, want to say this dude who stayed there, he has stayed there multiple times and we've never had an issue. He's no longer allowed at most hotels in the Springdale area. What did he do? So, here we go. He filled a tub halfway and used it as a toilet instead. So much shit literally floating and everything. Nothing was wrong with the toilet. Still not the worst. Just decided that's how he was going to do it. Next, vomit all over the carpet. He used the brand new towels we had just gotten in from back order. You know someone was so mad about that.
God damn it. We just got these
the
in.
The nearest Bed Bath & Beyond. Or whoever. Is that who would sell that?
I don't know.
I think they would sell shirts. I mean, sheets? Fucking towels? God damn it.
Just used his shirt.
Okay, so here, continuing on with this guy.
Okay.
Peed all over one of the beds.
Oh, yeah, that's fine.
Come on, just use the bathtub like a decent human. We aren't exactly sure what was in the coffee pot that he burnt onto the bottom of the pot, but there was food in it, so that had to get replaced.
He was cooking food on the fucking thing, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Because it was making getting hot. He was making eggs or like a grilled cheese sandwich.
And the most questionable, hold on to your titties. He jacked off into the microwave an insane amount and then cooked it. That also got replaced. What? How bored was this guy? We're just going to wrap up this email, then we can have some thoughts about it. The most, that was the most extreme thing that's ever happened. Mostly people just seem to leave behind toys, remotes to their toys, which that has to be sad when they get home and don't have fun when they turn it on. And a lot of butt plugs. Thanks, Miranda. Man, butt plugs aren't cheap. This must be loaded.
So I'm trying to picture this. Like, did he stand in front of the microwave and then just...
I don't know.
Spray into the microwave? Or was
squat
he like,
over it?
Yeah, or point it down. Do it into something and then like just pour it into the microwave.
Jacked off into the microwave. Because I think she would have said jacked off into a cup.
So it's like sprayed it on the back of the...
Just fucking, yeah.
And then ran it.
Whirlpool, whatever brand it is. Like it has a weird fucking GE electric fetish. You got a big mouth there, microwave.
So so he used the tub as a toilet. He's shitting... Didn't piss in
Maybe
it.
Maybe he hit his head. He just lost it.
Yeah.
He's like, this is open. I can fucking come in it.
So did he use the toilet for anything? Maybe no, that was his drinking water. Perfect. It was pristine.
Right.
The toilet was pristine.
Why, no, of course he wouldn't.
And why was he vomiting everywhere?
Because he was cooking his cum in a microwave and cooking his food on a fucking coffee hot plate. That's wild. Yeah. I love these stories. I mean, keep getting them, so... keep sending them in. We'll keep reading.
I couldn't even imagine. Imagine walking into that room.
I can't.
Because the first thing you would do is you'd probably see that he peed on the bed. Unless you just have a routine.
First thing I think would be the bathroom had to have smelled so bad.
Yeah.
And you'd just be like, oh, that's a bathtub full of shit.
I think I would quit.
Yeah. Before you had to deal with it.
I don't think I would have done that room. I would have been out.
I guess it depends on just like how good the pay was and how bad you needed the job.
Yeah.
So maybe you didn't have a whole lot of choice at that moment. But yeah, great. Love it. Thank you guys. Thank you guys for playing with us again this week.
I actually have like a bad taste in my mouth. I feel like I'm gonna vomit.
Whatever
I'll do it all over your carpet.
Please don't. Send in stories just like that one. Make Brian throw up. Hey guys at canyoudontpodcast.com. Be sure to follow us on Instagram and Facebook at canyoudontpodcast. And the biggest thing you can do right now is support us on our Patreon account. You'll find a link in the episode description. If you go to Patreon. Is that the... Whoa! Was that a real goose?
Wait.
Whoa!
I heard the dogs barking. I think...
must have been good. Patreon.com/canyoudontpodcast will bring you there. There's three different tiers. Find which one's right for you. If you go for the highest one, get your name on the website like a bunch of people are doing right now. And that's pretty much it for this week, man. Rate and review our podcast wherever. And because that's helpful. Because, you know.
A lot of reviews on there.
I know. Yeah, there's some mad people, but mostly happy people.
Mm. Oh, there were some mad ones on there?
Yeah, dive right in.
Oh.
If you ever want to see how much somebody hates me, that's a good spot to go.
I didn't even consider that.
Neither did I, until someone pointed one out to me. Anyway.
Yikes.
So don't do that. Thank you. Okay, we're going to wrap this up. You ready?
Yeah.
Good God. Wrap it up already, huh?
All right. Are you ready for this?
Let me have it.
It's not going to be a joke this week, but I think you're going to like this little fact for you. Okay? So the average person will spend 6 months of their life waiting for red lights to turn green.
6 months of their whole life?
Of their life. 6 months waiting for the traffic light to tell them you can now go forward. But not really for me, because I'm really colorblind. So for me, I'm wasting 6 months thinking what is red turn into what I think is probably green.
I want to live like one of those people that just drives through them, because they're like probably what, 2-3 months of their life?
Right. They're not wasting notes. Uh-huh. They heard this fact somewhere else.
That's like, why they run the red lights. They'll take the tickets. I'll pay the ticket. I don't care.
I mean,
then I'll kill a family.
How much money? Yeah, I'll kill a family. I don't give a shit.
I'll destroy lives because I'm late for...
Dentist.
Yeah.
All right, Brian. I love you. Tomorrow, this is our last single digits episode.
Oh yeah.
So we'll be doing stuff this week. We'll be recording again this week. Again, love you guys.
Get back on schedule.
Get back on schedule and get this shit going. All right.
Yeah.
All right. Bye, everybody.
Bye.